Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College.
Sometimes strict police procedure overlooks important variables in a case. Lawrence Sherman, director of the Institute of Criminology at the University of Cambridge, examines how the police code can sometimes have counterproductive results.
For centuries, doctors have taken the Hippocratic oath to their patients: first, do no harm. Most police officers would say they pledge the same thing to crime victims. But what should we say when there is evidence that some victims are more likely to die young from natural causes if police arrest their criminals rather than just giving the offenders a warning? In the late 1980s, the Milwaukee Police Department conducted a randomized clinical trial of the use of arrest in over 1,000 cases of domestic assaults with no serious injuries. After 23 years, our follow-up study found that victims whose partners had been arrested were 64% more likely to have died than those whose partners had not been arrested. These deaths were from natural causes, not violence. For African American victims, the rate of such death was almost 100% higher for those whose partners had been arrested, and for victims who had jobs, the death rate was 300% higher if their partner had been arrested rather than warned. Because most states have laws that require police to make arrests for domestic violence, they prevent police from testing what may be better ideas. Alternatives to mandatory arrest could include alcohol abuse treatment, extended family conferences, or restoring to police the discretion to arrest they once possessed. Imagine if doctors were required by law to use surgery rather than chemotherapy being tested as an alternative. Policing deserves no less flexibility to find better ways to keep their own oath to first do no harm.
That was Lawrence Sherman of the University of Cambridge. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police.